This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 80 for Tuesday, September 27th. ICE Canola futures are pushing higher on Tuesday, continuing to build on yesterday's gains. The November canola contract increases $3.10 at $829.10 per ton, and the January contract rises $3.30 at $838.40 per ton. A trader notes there's a significant shift with crush margins pulling back from as high as $345 per ton down to $275. He says that's likely speculators taking profits as crushers lock in some of the futures. Helping canola on its upswing is a sharp turnaround in European rapeseed. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil is somewhat neutral and the Chicago soy complex steps back. Increases in global crude oil prices are providing more spillover to vegetable oils. Above normal daytime temperatures across much of the prairies are helping with the ongoing harvest, which is contending with shorter days. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 72.76 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 72.91. The United States Department of Agriculture reports soybeans remain at 54% good to excellent. The U.S. soybean harvest is 8% complete, 5 points back of the five-year average. Corn holds at 52% good to excellent, and its harvest hits 12% finished, close to the average pace. The U.S. spring wheat harvest is nearly finished at 96%, and the planting of winter wheat is 31% in the ground. Some rain is expected over parts of the western side of the U.S. plains. Heavy rains are on the way in the eastern U.S. as Hurricane Ian approaches. Otherwise, the rest of the continental U.S. is forecast to remain dry. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turned lower on Tuesday. The November contract is down 3 cents at $14.08 per bushel. December soy oil nudges back by less than a tenth of a cent at 62.39 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal loses $3.90 at $4.1360 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher on Tuesday as the December contract adds a penny at $6.67.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its December contract falling 8.5 cents at $3.70. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, as Chicago December increases 13.5 cents at $8.71.5. Kansas City December jumps 14 cents at $9.43. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December tacks on 13 cents at $9.44.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 27th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.